Good evening. I call this June 28th meeting of the Blair, Mayor, and City Council order. My name is Rich Hansen, and I'm glad you joined us this evening. It is my pleasure to introduce the members of the Blair City Council and staff that are with us tonight. We have Hafer, Hall,
Shank,
Wolf, Willis, Rump. You can't spell Trump without Rump. John Stewart and Marty Shepard. Sorry, Mindy, that was out of line. Our City Administrator Rod Storm, Assistant City Administrator Aaron Barrow, City Attorney Desiree Solomon, Chief of Police Joe Lager, Chairman of our Planning Commission Daryl Bolziger, our Librarian Brooke Zarko, and of course our City what?
Clerk.
City clerk. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. I didn't know you were city clerk. It's good to know. Brenda Wheeler. This is a public meeting, and we want you to be part of the meeting. If you do wish to make a comment, please approach the podium. State your name, spell your last name, and please give us your address so the city clerk can make record of whom you are. Please keep your comments brief. 3 minutes, we will keep track of it so you don't have to. Please turn off your cell phones. If you must take a call on your cell, please step outside the chamber. And a copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted at both exits. So if you would please stand and we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 3 is our consent agenda.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Hall, second by Shank to approve item number 3 on the agenda, the consent agenda.
All members present voting aye.
Motion carries. Item number 4, motion to transfer LB 840 loan from Cy Properties 5, Inc. to Cy Properties 5, Inc. and affiliates and Campa 780 LLC. Do we have anybody here to speak on that? Rod?
Mayor and Council, you have before you tonight a agenda item to transfer the LB 840 loan requirements from Cy Properties to new corporation, Campa 780 LLC. It's on the agenda. It's the same project. It's the hotel project. The same amount of jobs will be created as was required under the original. The project will still be required to maintain the Holiday Inn Express franchise for 10 years. The Cy Properties is, my understanding, is a investor in Campa 780 LLC. They had sold some properties or were selling some properties and wanted to use a 1031 exchange to reinvest that into this property, and that therefore they moved forward with that transfer and that sale here a month and a half, 2 months ago, whatever it was. Our obligation as far as for the LB 840, our approval was to Cy Properties. So we went back to the LB 840 committee, run it through them, as very well bring it back to you to approve the transfer to the new corporation. The LB 840 committee reviewed the financials and so forth for the projections for the new corporation that would be owned, and made a recommendation yesterday to recommend the transfer to the city council. So that is why it's before you. I'd answer any questions that you might have. Also attorney here representing Cy Properties that can answer any question that maybe I can't relate to. So basically, it's just a transfer in the ownership. Had they waited until after the LB 840 was closed, they could have transferred the ownerships and there'd been no foul or no thing. But with us having approval only to Cy Properties, we felt we needed to come back and make sure that everybody understood that the loan was being transferred to the new corporation.
Okay.
I have a question. This is just my nature, I guess. Is this kind of unusual?
For this, right.
Is this unusual to happen for to change ownership like this?
We see you have the developer, the developer, and if they end up selling, they won't sell it until after the project is open. In this case, I think a couple things played into property. One, you had the slowdown in the construction with COVID. You had the inflation that's hit, and I think the cost overrun on it was considerably more, and the new corporation was better suited to absorb those costs. Again, that was my understanding and so forth, the reason that they wanted to move forward with that.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll let him introduce himself here and then, verify what I guess what I'm trying to say to you.
My name is Chris Green, my last name G-R-E-E-N-E. I work for Klein Williams.
Your address, please?
I represent David Patel.
What?
Address.
I apologize. Do you want Klein Williams' address?
Yes.
That'll work.
I have no idea what Klein Williams' address is.
That's all right. You can tell us tomorrow.
I'll get that to you. I represent Devin Patel and Cy Properties. And to your question, Rod's got it exactly right. The new entity, Kampala, is owned in part by Devin Patel and his cousin, so the people really aren't moving around here, just the entities. It is a little bit unusual. Essentially, what you're getting for the LB 840 is another entity to go after should any of these conditions not be met. So from the perspective of the city of Blair, I think this is a good thing for you guys. Again, you get somebody else to go after.
Well, I was just curious.
The loan will be written to the YAMPA Corporation. The YAMPA Corporation is the one that will be on the hook should they not create the required 10 jobs, or if something went awry that they didn't maintain that thing. So there will be an operating agreement that we will require as part of the closing to make sure that the Kampa 780 LLC recognizes that it's the side property that's going to create the jobs and actually be responsible for creating the jobs for the requirements of the LB 840.
Okay, thank you.
Is this for the same dollar amount as we kind of agreed on beforehand?
It's the same dollar amount that our loan was for originally.
Okay.
And that doesn't change.
Yeah.
The total project cost, I think originally was about 7.2.
It's over 8.
It's up about a little over $8 million now, yeah. Just because of the inflation and delays in construction.
Wow. Any other questions for Mr. Storm from the council? Any comments or questions from the public? And the LB 840 committee met yesterday. You can see the record of their minutes. So I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the transfer of the LB 840 loan from Cy Properties 5 Inc. to Cy Properties Inc. and affiliates at Kampa 780 LLC.
Second.
Moved by Shank, second by Rump to approve the transfer of LB 840 loan funds.
All council members present voting aye.
The motion carries. Item number 5, Mr. Storm.
Mayor and council, you have before you tonight a public hearing relative to the
Oh, I'm sorry. I open a public hearing. I beg your pardon.
Okay. Public hearing relative to the community development block grant revolving loan funds that the city has. For those of you who have been on for a while, you recognize that we, over the years, have had a reuse fund. Back when this project started, we committed the $190,000 roughly to the project. And those funds will be utilized for the same hotel project, the same way as what they, with original approval, just like with the previous action of the council. We did contact the State Department of Economic Development just to make sure what procedure they wanted to us to follow with those loans. And they recommended that if we were going to bring it to a public meeting, that we go ahead and advertise for a public hearing, give public an opportunity to weigh in should they have any questions. So this would be, again, a public hearing for the use of the city's reuse funds through the CBDG program. The difference with the CBDG program, the $190,000 roughly that they will be loaned as part of that, part of those funds are being used for operating, the remaining is for paying for equipment. The second thing that's different than this and the LV 840 is the jobs, the 10 jobs that are being created, 51% of those jobs, or in this case, six of those jobs, have to be available to the low to moderate income. So an example in Washington County, that might be, I'll say $60,000 for a family of three or four. So whoever hired there would have to be below that. At least six of those positions would have to meet that. Again, as a hotel operator, they didn't see that was an issue, and most of their cleaning staff and those type of things would generally fall into that category from an income standpoint. So with that, I would answer any questions that you might have relative to the public hearing before you open it up for any public comment.
Any comments from the board for Mr. Storm? Any comments or questions from the public? If not, I'll close the hearing. Item number six.
Item six, there would be a motion again to transfer the CBDG loan from side properties to the Campa 780 LLC. Again, remember on this program, when those funds are repaid, they will be repaid in through the MAPA area reuse rather than to the city of Blair. They're ultimately, once all the transactions happen, we will be returning probably less than, I'll say, $1,000 to the state relative to finishing out the funds that would be in our fund. So the final agreement was that we could use these funds for the hotel project, and if anything was left over the last 2 years, you'll have, you know, a few dollars of interest that's accumulated. So ultimately, there will be a little bit of refund back to DED that we'll be making in the next several months.
I had one question for you. I assume that you're just using the same financial statement that the LV8.
What's that?
You're using the same financial statement that LV 840 had? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the LV 840 committee actually is, the, by our rules and regulations, serve as the reuse committee also. So they, again, review the financials and so forth to support the project.
Thank you.
I have a question for one of you guys. So on item four, on the LV 840, we transferred those to site properties and affiliates. But in this one, in CDBG, we're just doing it to site property or to Kempa LL or 780. Is that, are they one and the same, or it should it be
in
side
property
affiliates?
Will be the operator.
Okay.
The Kempa will be the owner, and we tie everything back to the Kempa from the standpoint of a loan, because we can have a lien against that property for those purposes. Where Sai is just the operator, and we couldn't hold them to a lien on it for practical purposes.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions from the council? Any comments or questions from the public? If not, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the transfer of the reuse funds from Site Properties 5, Inc. to Campa 780 LLC.
Second.
Nope. Give it to Hall.
Can't. You're already in there. Moved by Hall, seconded by Willis to approve Transfer of the CDBG Program Income Revolving Loan Fund Reuse Loan to Campa 780 LC.
All council members present voting aye.
The motion carries. Item number 8. Consider resolution 2022-23 approving the Mayor Hansen opens a public hearing for a proposed community development block grant. I'm like Ron Burgundy tonight. I'll read anything. Grant tourism development application to develop an Easter Seals Nebraska camp and recreation area. Mr. Storm.
Mr. Mayor, council members, you have before you tonight a public hearing. As you know, that the last meeting, the council approved a lot split, a replat for a part of Transformation Hill subdivision. Working with Easter Seals, the hope to move forward with the building of a new Easter Seals camp. As part of that, staff, we've been working with them over the past several months to help them be able to try to acquire some additional funding and so forth to be able to complete their project. One of the funding sources that they are desirous of applying to would be the Department of Economic Development, CBDG program for a tourism grant. As part of that process, we're required to have a public hearing to allow the public the opportunity to weigh in on the use of those CBDG funds. The total CBDG grant application is for $400,000. I will turn it over to Kyle Gilster, who is an attorney that has been working with Easter Seals now for, I'd say, probably the last year and a half to try to start getting things put together, and let him explain to the council the different items here relative to the public hearing. I would mention that under G, one of the things that we got to recognize, any displaced individuals or businesses, there will be none. That's vacant property up there, so there'll be no individuals or businesses and so forth displaced as part of this project. So with that, I'm going to ask Kyle to kind of summarize for you the grant application, the uses of the funds that they would anticipate, and so forth.
Thank you, Rod.
Hey, Mayor, City Council. Kyle Gilster, G-I-L-S-T-E-R. Our law firm address in Omaha is 13330 California Street, Omaha, Nebraska 68154, and that's the law firm of Hush Blackwell.
You just Googled that, didn't you?
What's that?
You just Googled that, didn't you?
Well, you know, I had a business card to look at.
Good.
Not sure where Klein Williams is.
Somewhere.
Hey, well, thanks for the opportunity. 2 weeks ago, we represent Easter Seals. We're their outside general counsel. If you're not familiar with the Easter Seals, they do tremendous work statewide for children and adults with disabilities. A little history. They always operated their own camp by Milford, Nebraska, over there in Seward County. There was a train derailment probably about 15, 20 years ago, and because of an oil spill, they had to close the camp. So since that point, they've been kind of a vagabond camp, itinerant. Most recently, they've been up at the Boy Scout camp near Fremont. They were also at some point at the 4-H camp by Gretna. As you may or may not know, the 4-H camp in Gretna closed. Camp struggled horribly during the pandemic. During the pandemic, Easter Seals was able to maintain a virtual camp, but they're getting back going for an in-person. They're excited about the site at Dana College. They made a purchase from AngelShare in which they would operate a camp there at some point. We're doing private and public fundraising. Part of that, there's what is called a CDBG application, Community Development Block Grant. Unlike the loan, this is a grant. Omaha and Lincoln are entitlement cities, so they get money directly, but every other municipality has to apply through the Department of Economic Development. So the city of Blair, if these resolutions are approved, would do an application for their tourism grant. The cycle actually ends June 30th, so Aaron and Rod have been working extremely hard on this with MAPA, and we're getting close to completion of the application. The reason we chose tourism was clearly when you bring campers in and back, hotels, restaurants, gas stations, you name it. For some folks, I mean, folks will be coming, you know, statewide on this, and there'll also be some folks coming, you know, regionally, so we think there'll be some overnight stays as well. In terms of the category needed, under the tourism development, we qualify under what is called the limited clientele, and the limited clientele is because we serve adults and children with disabilities. By and large, every camper that Easter Seals currently serves already is subsidized in some portion, but we don't have to share economic data because we just meet the criteria of disadvantaged communities, of the disabled community. $400,000 is the amount. I referenced the old portion of the David College, and we feel the construction of the camp is consistent with our mission, and we're hopeful. We met with DED on this, and we think we have a strong application. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the council? Johnny.
I don't know if it's too early, but and I've heard some talk, but if all of your grants and your fundraising is on schedule, when would they be breaking ground tentatively? What's our wish list for a date?
Well, you know,
I know there's a lot of things to be put in place.
You know, we began the effort on the project in April of March of 21. And candidly, fundraising, it's a challenging time to raise money in the pandemic.
Right.
I think our hope and aspiration was something in the range of 2023. You know, I really can't speak to now. We are excited that we recently received a shovel-ready grant from the Department of Economic Development. We received that. That was announced last week. So our hope is to get some of these linchpin public grants. And then we're currently, the team at Easter Seals is meeting with all the philanthropic community in Omaha. So happy to follow back up with you.
Oh, that's fine.
Don't have to defend an answer yet.
I mean, I know it's a little bit ahead of the...
Any comments or questions from the public? Not, I'll close the hearing. Thank you very much, Council. Lark? Item number 8. Consider resolution 2022-23 approving the memorandum of MOU between Easter Seals Nebraska and the City of Blair for a CDBG tourist grant. Jesus. Sorry.
Okay, Mayor Council, you have before you is a proposed resolution approving the memorandum of understanding between the City of Blair and the Easter Seals of Nebraska. This would be for the use and the pass-through of the funds for the CBDG grant program. And with that, I'd answer any questions relative to the MOU.
Any comments or questions from the council? Any comments or questions from the public?
I'll introduce resolution 2022-29.
Resolution number 2022-23 was introduced by Councilmember Wolf, approving the MOU between Easter Seals Nebraska and the City of Blair for a CDBG tourism grant.
Make a motion to adopt resolution 2022-23 as presented.
Second. Whoa, goodness. Motion by Wolf, or seconded by Hall, I think. Did you get in there, Kevin?
Nope.
I'm going to give it to Holly. Seconded by Hafer, approving the MOU between Easter Seals Nebraska and the City of Blair.
All council members present voting aye.
The motion carries. Rod, I've got a question to ask of you. Since they're going to have horses there, are we going to need a CUP to get horses in that?
We amended the PUD 2 or 3 years ago, Mayor. Through the Planning Commission and Council action to allow them to be able to come in for a special use to be able to have horses, you know, there as we as they develop their project.
I've been riding that question for some time. Consider resolution 2022-24 authorizing the City of Blair to apply for a CDBG tourism grant for Easter Seals, Nebraska.
Mayor Council, what you have before you is a proposed resolution authorizing the City of Blair to actually applied for the CBDG grant in the amount of $400,000 to help assist with the Easter Seals camp project. Any questions?
With no questions from the council, are there any questions from the public?
I move to adopt resolution number 2022-24 as presented. I'd like to introduce resolution 2022-24.
Resolution number 2022-24 was introduced by Councilmember Schenck, authorizing the City of Blair to apply for a CDBG tourism grant for Easter Seals, Nebraska.
Go ahead.
Move to adopt resolution 2022-24 as presented.
Second.
Moved by Schenck, seconded by Rump to adopt resolution 2022-24 is presented.
All council members present voting aye.
And the motion carries. Item number 10, I'm opening a public hearing to consider ordinance 2482 for annexing and extending the corporate limits of the City of Blair to include the real estate generally described as a parcel of land known as Lot 8 of the South 10th Street subdivision and tract, a dedicated 10th Street right-of-way located in the northwest quarter of the southeast quarter of Section 13, Township 18 North, Range 11 East of the 6 p.m. Washington County, Nebraska, on second reading.
The Mayor and Council, you have the ordinance before you as part of the annexation. As you know, annexation ordinances takes three readings. That's why this one has, you know, been on the council agenda previously. The area again is the 10th Street extension where the new road and the one lot eight of the subdivision lie. With that, I guess I'd answer any questions that you might have.
With no questions from the council, are there any questions or comments from the public?
I'll make a motion to approve passage of ordinance 2481 on second reading.
The question before the council is shall or what?
To introduce first.
Introduce.
Okay. An ordinance annexing and extending the corporate limits of the City of Blair to include real estate generally described as a parcel of land known as Lot 8 of South 10th Street subdivision and tract of dedicated 10th Street right-of-way located in the northwest quarter of the southeast quarter of Section 13, Township 18 North, Range 11 East, the 6 p.m. Washington County, Nebraska, providing for all ordinance and parcel lands conflict herewith to be repealed and providing that this said ordinance should be in full force and effect following passage of publication as required by law and recording this order to be published in pamphlet form.
Now I'll make a motion to approve passage of ordinance 2481 on the second reading.
The question before the council is shall ordinance number 2482 be passed on second reading? Please register your vote.
Who seconded
that? I'll second.
Okay. Question.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2482 duly adopted on second reading. Mr. Storm, do you have anything for us tonight?
The only thing I mentioned and got what I'm doing here is looking at just mention to the council, tentatively we're going to look at August 8th for the budget workshop. Check your schedules, let me know if we have too much conflict or something. We'll try to move it a night or two one way or the direction. But tentatively put down August 8th.
Good.
Ms. Hafer?
Motion to adjourn. Second.
All those in favor?
Hallelujah.
And an hallelujah from Reverend Schenck on top of